situation that the platform resolution is not only supported, but I met with the Newsweek and the Times people and was asked about it, and I said that I thought that the biggest contribution we could make to the campaign was for Mr. Nixon and myself both to say that our positions on Vietnam were so close together that the enemy should understand that if the president was receiving our combined support, and that the foreign policy on Southeast Asia was not going to be, insofar as Vietnam is concerned, a matter of public debate or public difference. And I think we can, somewhere along the line, get that kind of a statement out, maybe together.
I had suggested to Rusk we had talked about the possibility, when we could, of maybe getting a joint statement from Humphrey and Nixon to Harriman to say to Hanoi that you better get on with the business of making peace without killing a lot of extra people of your own. You're losing them by the thousands, and a good many of ours that you've stepped up the last few days. You just must not count on this political year division. We're going to be united at the water's edge, and I'm authorized by both the Vice President and Nixon to say to you that there's going to be no division that you can exploit between now and this election. We think that a carefully worded statement of two or three sentences that Harriman could say to him quietly without a threat might save a lot of lives. If they harden, as they appearing to do, nobody can tell the date now, September the 2nd, then we must harden.
Yeah.
And we've got to meet it.
Well, I think that'd be helpful. I really do. I think that if we do away with any kind of interpretation, and I think that if somebody likes to quietly take the initiative on that, we can get it done.
Well, I'll have Rusk talk to his people and get a couple of sentences up, and I'll be talking to both of you.
That would be very, very good for us.
I'll be talking to both of you a little later.
All right, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.